Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate. Did you say your name is Casey?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me weird, Cyrus?
It's just I know someone else with that name.
Your partner in the science fair from a few years back.
That's right.
You guys did great. Hermione, right?
Yeah.
You seem to know a lot about Cyrus.
I know a lot about all of you. Oh, that came out wrong.
Turns out she's kind of like an expert on our family. A little unsettling.
Sorry, I'm just a bit anxious.
How exactly do you know so much?
I hope this doesn't sound weirder. It's just, I started following your story a few years back. I heard of Cyrus because I was super into robotics. And then it was on the news how you had to go on the run and were stealing helicopters and cool stuff like that. This influencer I followed made all these TikToks about it.
Is this influencer Brainy Brinley?
How did you know?
Lucky guess.
Brinley is my... Well, she was... We're close. We're close.
Cool.
You said you're in the building for a job interview?
It's kind of been my dream to work here. I mean, not to work for that horrible Angelica Graves or Dr. J.P. Whittier while he was alive, but when he left the company to Birdie, who was only 10 at the time.
10 and a half?
Of course. I know that you run the day-to-day, Dr. Anders, and if I may say, I think you're killing it. Making the world a better place, just like you promised.
Thank you for saying that, Casey. But we shouldn't hold you up from your job interview. Can we direct you to HR?
Oh, my interview is with you, Dr. Anders. I'm applying to be your assistant.
You are?
That was Brinley's job.
Of course. I totally forgot we had the appointment. I guess that's because I don't have an assistant to remind me. I have to say, Brinley will be a tough act for anyone to follow.
If you give me the chance, I bet I can make you forget all about Brinley.
Right? There's something shady taking place in this basement. I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure it played a part in what happened to Cyrus. And maybe even my mom.
Please, come in, Casey. Don't mind the mess. I've been kind of overwhelmed these past few weeks, especially without Brinley here to keep things organized.
I understand, Dr. Anders. You don't have to apologize for a messy desk.
I'm sure I have your resume here somewhere.
If it's easier, I can just talk you through my experience.
Sure. That would be great.
Well, I graduated a year early, valedictorian from my high school in Fairbanks. That's why I look so young. After that, I...
Would you excuse me? I want to make sure this isn't my husband or his lawyer calling.
Sure.
Hello? That meeting is this afternoon? I thought I asked to move it. Yes, please. It can wait. Sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, after high school, I got a job as the executive assistant to the principal of my high school while I was taking classes at the U.
Really? That's ambitious.
Well, I learned how to juggle busy schedules.
Dr. Anders.
Yes, Ivan?
You asked me to remind you about the grant proposal for the nonprofit. It's coming due.
Right. Yes. Thank you. I'll get on that as soon as I'm done with Casey. I just realized I don't know your last name.
Okay. You ready for a weird coincidence? I'm here for an interview at Holiday Corp, and my last name is Holiday.
Your last name is Holiday?
With two L's. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not usually this hectic around here. Actually, it is usually this hectic. But I've been so distracted dealing with Cyrus.
Why don't you let me answer that one?
You don't have to.
Holiday Corp, Dr. Anders' office.
May I speak to Dr. Anders, please?
I'm sorry, but she's unavailable at the moment. No, I can't say when she'll be back, but if you'd like to leave a... I'm sorry, sir, but you don't have to... Excuse you! Look, maybe when you run a global corporation and raise three kids, you'll find the time to take every call as they come in, but since you don't and Dr. Anders does, you're just going to have to wait your turn to speak to her. Now, your message, please? See how easy that was? Thanks for calling. She'll get back to you as soon as she's able. Have a great day.
Wow.
I hope I wasn't too aggressive. It's just, he was very rude.
No, that was perfect. Actually, it was very Brinley.
Oh, thank you. So, I'm hired.
Well, I'm going to have to run a background check, call your references. I should have an answer for you in a week or so.
No offense, but from the looks of things, you could use someone now. If you want, I could help you out on a temporary basis while you do your due diligence. That way you can see if you even want to bring me on full time.
Your appointment with the field office staff starts in 30 minutes, Dr. Anders. I've printed the agenda, but I'm afraid you'll need to do some reading before the meeting begins.
Thank you, Ivan. You know what, Casey? I think I'll take you up on your offer. It seems you arrived at the perfect time. Lucky for me. See you later.
No, Dr. Anders. Lucky for me.
Brinley?
Jude? What are you doing down here?
Same thing you are, I imagine. Looking for answers. I've been walking around trying to figure out how Dr. Solstice got down here without going through that tunnel.
Find anything?
Indeed. Watch what happens when I press this.
You can move the wall?
Looks like it leads to an entirely new cavern.
Have a look around this bend.
Whoa, that machine is massive.
It appears to have a gurney in the middle of it.
Like some kind of MRI device or something.
Except not.
Cybot, can you interface with that machine?
I could try.
Something's happening.
What is that on the screen?
Looks like data points?
Endpoint Elixir Academy. Starting point Pine Hollow, New Jersey. Grim.
Huh.
Cybot, robots don't say huh.
They do when they're surprised.
Why is this surprising?
Because, according to my search, there is no such place as Pine Hollow, New Jersey.
Not in our world.
What?
I've heard the rumors, but they can't be true. Can they?
What rumors?
Brinley, if this means what I think it could, then we've discovered the secrets of this island.
Look, I know I saved her life and all, but this Casey girl, something doesn't feel right. I mean, she's like a total Anders stan.
Yeah, well, honestly, everything that's happened since I woke up feels weird. Mom's worried something bad is coming, and I'm afraid she's right.
What are you doing? Get back in bed.
I have to start building up my strength. Something tells me things are gonna get a lot weirder real fast.
Yeah.
What?
Are you standing on something?
The floor.
But not like a box or stilts or...
What are you talking about? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you grew, Sai.
What?
You weren't kidding when you said things are getting weirder fast. You grew. Like 6 inches. In 2 weeks.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more, and you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.